It's Monday, the 24th of March, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. It's been a while since I last booed, and I wanted to record a quick boo today just to kind of explain what I've been doing, what I've been up to, and why I haven't been around at all. In January, I was approached and offered the chance to go back onto the amateur stage in a local production of a thriller called Death Trap. And I've worked out, I don't think I've set foot on the amateur stage for about 10 years. I used to be quite involved with a local drama group up to about 10 years ago. And then one thing and another happened, and, you know, family stuff happened and I had kids, and for one reason or another I just fell out of the whole amateur drama thing. And I got the opportunity to go back to it and ummed and erred for a little bit, and those who are friends with me on Facebook would have been aware of me saying, oh heck, I've got this chance, what do I do? But in the end I took the opportunity and have just finished a very short run of this thriller called Death Trap with the Nuts Midland Theatre, which is a local theatre to me. I have loved it, absolutely loved it. Anybody who knows me and has follows me in any other social channel, I'm sure you're already sick of me saying how much I loved it. But I was very hesitant to go back because it was up to 3 rehearsals a week. It meant I had to find 3 evenings a week, which I didn't think I had. It didn't start off that way. I started off doing 1 or 2 a week, and then in the last month, it's been 3 a week. So I wasn't sure how I would find the time. I wasn't sure what I would drop in order to achieve it. I didn't know if I could still do it. Obviously, I'm 10 years older. I didn't know if I could still remember my lines. It was quite a big leap of faith, I guess. But the company were lovely. My fellow actors were so friendly and so just welcoming. But the main reason for my absence from Audio Boo is I learn lines for plays by listening to them. That's what works for me. Everybody's got their own methods, but for me, I've got to have a recording of my lines, and I've got to have it in my car, and I've got to play it repeatedly, talking along with it until they all go in. And so my daily commute, which is normally my audio listening time, my podcast listening time, had to become my lines learning time. And so I've not listened to anything. I apologise in advance. I completely missed the whole February thing. I know people were producing loads of content throughout February, and I just couldn't listen to any of it. I just ended up with such a backlog in my podcatcher that I have just mostly marked everything as played. So I'm really sorry if any of you out there have had significant stuff that you've been talking about and I've just completely missed it. I just dropped right off the grid. The good news is, actually, it worked, and we've completed the run. The run was very successful. We had good audiences. They seemed to enjoy it. They made the right noises at the right points in the play. I got through the whole thing without needing a prompt. Yay! Which I was very pleased about. And I have just loved it. Absolutely adored it. I keep saying to people, it's like when you have a hobby and you do something that you really enjoy, and then for some reason you stop doing it for a bit, and then you go back to it, and you're sitting there going, I remember why I used to love doing this. And that's what I've spent the whole of the last 2 months doing. I've been, you know, rehearsing and putting everything into acting and taking on a character and being that character and performing in front of an audience, and all that stuff is all the stuff I remember loving about amateur drama. I've had a brilliant time. The guys at Nutsford Little Theatre were fabulous, and I very much hope I'm going to do some more stuff with them. I'm really keen to. It just depends what the next plays are and, you know, what parts there are available and what I can do. But yeah, it's not going to be 10 years again. It really isn't. I loved it so much. But I just wanted to sort of pop a note out here and say, you know what, I'm sorry I've been absent. I'm really sorry I've missed a load of stuff. I'm back listening now. I'll be trying to keep everybody updated, and I will hopefully speak to you soon. Sooner than another 2 months anyway. Bye for now.